she's been waiting and waiting and waiting, and Myra Fox is here for Saints Festival. Now, this is the first year you're calling St. Rita's Festival for Saints. Get close to that microphone.
All right.
I want to hear every word you have to say. Is this the first year it's called Four Saints?
It's the first year we're the Four Saints Family Festival.
Yeah.
And it's a result of a collaboration effort for the Northwest Parishes for Racine. So we have St. Rita's, but then St. Louis, St. Paul the Apostle, and St. Mary by the Lake all joining together.
But it's still on Douglas Avenue at St. Rita's, right?
Correct.
Okay.
St. Rita's has the infrastructure for it. We have the electric, we have the ground space, the parking, the whole thing.
Wow. Okay. Now, for family, for people that I've been there before many times, for people that have it, this is a whole, it's carnival, it's fun, it's all family oriented.
Correct.
And so give us a rundown of what people
all
will
right,
see.
So what we have going, everything, we have free entertainment, free parking, free admission. So those are kind of our big sellers this year. We have amusement rides by Rainbow Valley Rides that starts at 4 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah, they do a lot. They do a lot of carnivals and so forth. They're
correct.
Trustworthy.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just coming down from Milwaukee. They're setting up today. We also have two stages of entertainment, so we've brought back two stages. We had lost one with the COVID world, but now that we're back and running. So two different stages, a little bit different entertainment on each one, and a ton of food. Homemade Italian specialties. Our ladies from the parishes come in and they make everything. They've been making them the last 2 weeks. Meatballs, sausage, they have the secret recipe where you sniff a little bit and say, oh, it needs a pinch of this, it needs a pinch of that. So it's really kind of a cool process to watch.
No, I happened to notice that. I couldn't help but notice you didn't bring any samples in.
I did not. Don't share with me. I have to wait like everybody else.
I just can't help but it's conspicuous by its absence. Okay, so give us the dates, the times. Now, it's a three-day festival, right?
Three-day festival starting this Friday. Again, rides start at 4. The grounds will open at 5, and we go until 11 o'clock on Friday. Saturday is noon to 11. And Sunday, we go noon until 8 o'clock.
Now, how did COVID affect this festival? You had to cancel it?
We did shut down in 2020. We were closed, but then brought it back kind of on a reduced scale just because we didn't know how many people would be coming back, 21, 22. And it's been growing. And again, we're able to bring it back to a full festival with multiple stages.
Isn't that weird? COVID's 5 years ago.
It is.
Remember what that world was like? People are, those were fun times. They're very nostalgic about it. I wasn't nostalgic. I didn't like being cooped up in my house. And you look outside in the streets, very few cars were out there. It's kind of creepy. And then you turn on the news and it was just horrible news about it. People say, oh, I'm very nostalgic for that. What are you nostalgic about?
Right,
it's horrible
right.
And everything. You're getting tested. Then you get the positive. You go, oh, no. And it turns out I had COVID. It lasted I felt really awful for a day, and then it got better and better.
That was pretty much my experience, too.
Yeah, and neighbors got it.
Was down for a couple days, and then we're all good.
Yeah, I know, but wow. But we closed down the world, all the festivals. They didn't close down 4th Fest, though. The 4th Fest Parade. Do you remember what they did that year?
I do not.
Okay. Now, I live on Main Street, so yeah. I know what they did. They had a car coming down the street with a speaker on it. It could have been a truck. The speaker saying, the parade's coming, the parade's coming, the parade's coming. And they had the Calliope come down, the guy out, and that was it.
All right. That's why I don't remember it. There wasn't a whole lot.
You know what they did, though? They made it so they could say it's been continuous for all these years.
Okay.
And the New York Times did that once when there was a newspaper strike in New York and all the papers shut down. The New York Times printed one page, and they can still say the most continuous running newspaper in America. Because they printed that one page every day during the strike. Just put some news on it. And they didn't distribute it. They just put it out. And a couple of sheets. But they can say it. So that's why. That's why you can do if you stay open, even for like 1 hour, you can say you're continuous. Huh?
So we should have had our festival for a day and or an hour.
Not even that. just go spin the Ferris wheel one spin.
There you go.
Now, I will tell you, when I was in high school, the National Honor Society got to run the school carnival. And we had the Ferris wheels. We had all the rides of a carnival on the grounds. It was the senior carnival for the senior class. And they let the kids run the rides. And I had to take the money at this dark gate on the other side of the school, you know. But could you imagine letting high school seniors run rides? I think they had professionals watching them. But still.
That would be a little scary. That would be a little scary.
Yeah, but
you didn't know any better then, huh?
They do it every... I didn't arrange it. I told you, I was on the back gate. It was a drive-in theater, and there was a crossover, a little over a little stream, and people were coming in. I had to collect the money there, but there were no lights. It was pitch dark and very scary. So that's why, because I was tall, and they figured, well, no one's going to mess with him.
That's why we bring in professionals to do it.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, you have games?
We have games for the kids. We even are going to have a mermaid, some acrobats, some clowns.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
A little bit of everything going on.
What are the hours for this?
Hours. So on Friday, we are 5 to 11. Saturday is going to be noon until 11 p.m. And on Sunday, we go noon to 8. At 7:30 is our big raffle drawings for 35 different baskets and the
top
cash prize.
Yeah, I'm looking at that here. Yeah, 35 baskets.
We have a top prize of $1,500, but we actually give out, I believe it's 8 or 10 different prizes.
Chance to win $1,500.
Yes.
A lot of money. Wow. That is a lot of money.
And in our basket raffle this year, someone has donated some Packer tickets. So come on down just for your chance for that, if nothing else.
Sinatra music from the 60s.
Yes.
That's live?
That'll be live. We have Josh Quinn comes in, and he does a show with, he does his Sinatra from the 60s.
Doobie-doobie-doo.
Absolutely. He does an amazing job with it. He's got his hat. He has the whole routine.
That's live. That's what all the people say. Oh, that's good stuff. I like that. Got the wristband rides. You got, whoa, okay, look at this.
Wristband ride special Saturday and Sunday for $25. Ride all you want from noon to 4.
What's the mermaid?
Is a mermaid. They bring a mermaid in. She tells stories, some jokes. No, she comes in a wheelchair, believe it or not.
Okay, all right. Well, she can't walk if she's got a mermaid.
She doesn't have legs, yeah. So they bring her in a wheelchair, and she is part of the Dinder Brothers Circus.
This looks like a lot of fun.
It usually is. We're going to have a meat raffle with some using your sausages, interesting shapes of sausages. We have them looking like a beer bottle and a football.
You know, the meat raffles. I go to this other festival in Kenosha, and it goes on all day and all night, these meat raffles.
Yep.
And it's just people just buying tons of meat. And where do you get the meat from?
In our case, we're getting from using yours this year.
Oh, yeah, you're going right to the source.
Yep, right to the source, to the manufacturer. And they were able to give us a deal, and somebody helped out with purchasing some of it for us. So it'll be fun.
We've got three different prizes. These are tough to put together, these festivals.
It's hundreds of hours, long before the festival tents ever go up.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade when they do that. They say the parade's over Thursday afternoon. Friday morning, we start on next year's, because that's an undertaking. So you do something like that, too. You get started real early.
Oh, yeah. We start real early. I always tell everybody it takes 13 months out of the year to plan this event.
And how many people you got? How many volunteers you got?
We need about 650 volunteer slots for the weekend.
Now, you also need sponsors for the beer barrels?
We allow people, isn't that kind of us, to allow them to be a beer barrel sponsor. For $100, we'll put your name up there, and it helps to offset some of our costs.
On the beer barrel?
Beer barrel. So $100 for a beer barrel sponsor.
Oh, that's not bad.
And that you can do right on the grounds. Just show up and hand us the money. We'll put your name up.
So how do they contact you with that?
Show up to the festival.
Oh, just show up.
Just show up.
Bring you $100 and you're on there.
Absolutely. We'll put your name up there. Don Rosen, and he sponsored several barrels. It was very kind of him.
The guy who never had a beer in his life. He's a sponsor of beer. All right, so let's give a wrap up here. Give all the information one more time so people know, because people are coming in and out of the radio all morning long.
All right, so we start on Friday.
Let's start with the name.
It's Four Saints Family Festival on the St. Rita Grounds
on Douglas Avenue.
So between 3 and 4 Mile Road. We have a fish fry on Friday.
Oh, you didn't mention that.
I didn't get that for you.
Okay.
We have the fish fry on Friday. That starts at 5 o'clock. That'll be $15 for the full fish dinner. We have the rides going. They begin at 4 o'clock on Friday. We have a bands on Friday, and that includes, I want to make sure I get them right, classic rock with Buzzard, and then some southern rock with Southbound. And we also have Sinatra from the 60s. So we have two different stages of entertainment.
Doobie doobie doo.
Amen. On Saturday, the grounds open at noon to 11. We have the wristband ride special, $25. Ride all you want. There'll be all sorts of incredible food to eat, homemade Italian specialties, along with your basic, we call it our American food. We'll have corn roasts from Brzezinski's. We also have hamburgers, hot dogs, brats, etc. There we will have Elvis will be there. We have Mean Jake and Bad Boy headlining, along with Katie Todd and Jimmy LaRose, and Kids Entertainment with the Mermaid and the Acrobats from Dinner Brothers.
So you found the real Elvis, huh?
We did. His name is Elvis Aaron Prince.
Wow, so you found the real Elvis. Okay,
we found
good.
Because
people have been looking for him since 1977 or 78, and you found him.
We found him, so come find him on Saturday at the Four Saints Family Festival. On Sunday, we do have our half chicken dinner, the roasted chicken. They roast it right out on the spits on the grounds. That's also $15 for the whole thing. And the wristband ride special goes on again another day.
All right, starts this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the Four Saints Family Festival. Otherwise known as St. Rita's Festival. This is where we're
formerly St. Rita's.
Formerly St. Rita's. And it's right there on Douglas Avenue. You can't miss it driving up Douglas because you can see the Ferris wheel, the rides, and everything.
Correct.
There. That should be a lot of fun.
It should. And if anyone wants to help out, we're always taking volunteers. So.
All right. You get a free ride on the Ferris wheel if you have a volunteer?
Well, we can work out something.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, Myra.
You bet.
We appreciate it.